Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Thank you for downloading and listening to this episode of the Kona Edge. It's Friday. I'm Brad Brown, and I must tell you, I've been chatting a lot about the weather here in Cape Town over the last month or so, but we've got major water restrictions. I know there's some big storms happening around the world, and I hope you're safe and warm wherever you are, but we're getting a little bit of rain, which is desperately needed, I can tell you that much. We've got some major water restrictions and droughts here in Cape Town, so you are more than welcome to send some more rain our way. We've had some for the last 2 days, and it is much appreciated. I can't tell you that much. Coming up on today's show, we're going to be chatting some cycling, and I'll touch base with Amy Farrell today to find out about some of the things that she's done to get better on two wheels over her Ironman career. That's coming up in just a moment. Before we get into today's Coach's Corner, though, let me take the opportunity to thank our sponsor of this episode of the Kona Edge, and the entries coming in thick and fast, I can tell you, to win a pair of Hoka One One running shoes. It's brought to you by Jack Rabbit. We've teamed up with them for the month of September, and Jack Rabbit is where fit happens. Whether you're training, competing, or just staying fit, you can't perform your best if your gear doesn't fit right. Jack Rabbit's are a local specialty running store. They've got a wide online presence as well, so make sure you check them out, okay? That URL to get to is jackrabbit.com/Kona Edge. Check out their very extensive range of shoes as well. I mentioned it earlier this week. I was pretty excited when I first checked them out. Having big feet, I wear a size 15 running shoe. And here in South Africa, you just cannot find size 15s, let me tell you. I got onto their website, and it felt like I was home. Not only did they have the brand of shoe that I run in, but they also had my size. So I'm pretty sure they've got you covered too. So go check it out. That's jackrabbit.com/Kona Edge to get into the draw to win that pair of Hoka One Ones. And you can simply text the word JackRabbit to 44222 if you're driving or if you're on a bike or something and you can't really get to that URL right now. Just send the word JackRabbit to 44222 and I'll send you the details right back, and you can access that URL as soon as it is more convenient. Coming up on the other side of your Coach's Corner, we'll touch base with Amy Farrell. This is the Coach's Corner, and it's time to chat some coaching. If you need some help to get faster, or if you want to get stronger, we've got access to a network of triathlon coaches around the globe that are more than willing to help you out. All you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. If you own a coaching business, or if you're a coach yourself and you'd like to get a bit of airtime here on the podcast, all you have to do is head over to that same URL, scroll down to the bottom. All the details are there. It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. I mean, let's talk about your bike. You are pretty strong on the bike. Obviously, I think your run is your strongest of the three disciplines. But in order to be competitive and win an age group title in Kona, you've got to be fairly decent on the bike. You do put in a lot of time. Tell me a little bit about your feelings about that bike. Is it something you love doing, or is it unfortunately a necessary evil of triathlon?
No, I love cycling, and I feel like the older I get, the more I love it. My coach prescribes quite a bit of quality work in terms of cycling and running. So it's kind of all about hitting those watts, but also I love where a bike can take you, when you're outside.
You live in a beautiful part of the world. Obviously winters can be quite brutal where you are, but do you try and get out as much as you can? I know you do a lot on the indoor trainer just for necessity's sake, but if you had the choice, would everything be done outdoors?
If it was always warm enough. Sometimes it is hard to get out there when it's 30 degrees on a late September morning. But yeah, I love just the scenery and the challenge of the hills around here. I feel like has really strengthened my cycling.
Amy, tell me about some of the things that you've done over time that you think is, you talk about strengthening cycling, but improved your cycling performance over time.
I just think the evolution of my coach's plans and pushing the strength proponent of cycling has really helped. Every week it's a different workout. It's a different goal, and that's really kept me on my toes. Even if it's a super long ride, if we go easy for a couple hours, then it's a few hours of hard stuff.
Amy, tell me about the importance of mixing things up. You say it keeps you on your toes. Is it a case of keeping you engaged and not getting bored, or do you feel that your body responds better to mixing things up and intensities up in your training?
I think my body definitely responds more to mixing things up. I've always responded better to quality over quantity, even as a high school kid. So I think that's important, and it really helps keep me engaged.
But in order to do an Ironman, you still need to do the volume. How do you get that balance right of quality versus quantity? You still need to do the miles, but obviously you don't need to be doing six-hour rides every second day.
Yeah. So one of the big things that my coach likes to do is send us out for like a 50 or 60 mile ride outdoors, and then we come indoors on the trainer and do another 2.5 to 3 hours of quality work inside. So it's more controlled, and you can hit the watts. And I think those workouts are kind of my favorite, because it's a mix of getting out, and then by the time I get back, it's my family's around, and I can get on my trainer and hit the watts.
Tell me the importance of power in your training. Obviously, you're quite clued up on the numbers. Does it play a massive role?
Now I try not to freak out about my watts, but I do love working with power. I was kind of a late adapter to technology and triathlon, and I think it was about a year before my coach could get me to use a heart rate monitor. So it's been, I think, 3 years since I've been using a power meter, and it's just nice to see where heart rate and power match up. And I've been around long enough to know that if my watts are off, but my heart rate is on, then I follow that, or vice versa.
Okay. Tell me about gear-wise. What do you use? Obviously, power meter-wise, but what bike are you on? What helmet do you use? Tell me a little bit about your setup.
I'm on a Live Avow Advanced with Altegra DI2. This is my first bike with DI2, and I think for a triathlete, it is an amazing investment. I love it. I think fit on a bike is really important. So I do check in with that with the bike shop that helps me out with my bike stuff. I use, I think it's a Live Attack helmet, and I've just got the stock wheels that came with the bike.
And power meter wise, what power meter are you using?
Stages Cycling.
Okay. And indoor trainer wise, are you on anything special there?
Nope. I have a hand-me-down trainer. It's Travel Track Fluid. I'm looking at it right now. I've never really looked at it.
often people get really sucked into the gear, and yes, things do make a difference, but at the end of the day, it's about the legs and the body and what you put into it. It's cool to have good gear, but if you're not doing the work on that gear, it doesn't really matter, does it?
No, it really doesn't. And it's funny, I keep, you know, looking at Wahoos and different smart trainers, and I mean, as long as I have a power meter or a heart rate monitor, I can get the work done just as well. Without breaking the bank.
And that's it for yet another edition of the Kona Edge. I hope you have a superb weekend. Lots happening this weekend. I know in Wales, Ironman Wales taking place in Tenby. And if you are in Wales, please look out for a mate of mine and send a high five from all of us here in South Africa. If you haven't heard his story yet, he is an incredible guy, literally in the middle of the fight of his life, fighting cancer. And yeah, just incredible dude. Richard Wright, if you're listening to this, mate, you are a legend. And if you are in Wales, please look out for Richard. He's doing it for a great cause as well. It's got nothing to do with him. He's doing it to raise funds to save the rhinos here in South Africa. And yeah, phenomenal, phenomenal story. Give him a high five. And just take some time to chat to him. He's got a phenomenal story. I'm sure you'd love it. And to everybody taking part as well. In the Ironman World Championships in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I'm loving all the posts coming through from Tennessee. Good luck, and we look forward to following your progress as well. And thank you, too, to our sponsor this episode of The Cone Edge. It's brought to you by Jack Rabbit. Get into the draw to win one of four pairs of Hoka One One running shoes this month here on The Cone Edge. All you need to do is head over to this URL. It's jackrabbit.com/Cone Edge. Or alternatively, just text the word Jack Rabbit. That's JACKRABBIT to 44222.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Cone Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for The Kona Edge.